then one of the ways in which you could explain Christmas in just a few words would be in perhaps the best known verse of the Gospel of John, perhaps the best known verse in the whole of the Bible. In John chapter 3 and verse 16, the Bible explains Jesus coming into the world like this. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. That's a wonderful summary of the meaning of Christmas. No one can give a greater gift than the gift God has given. People like to give gifts at Christmas time. And I had a young lady telling me this morning, very excitedly, about her Christmas gift of a very big doll's house, that she was very excited about this new gift. And yet no one can outdo what God has done and the gift that God has given. Now, in our culture, Christmas means a lot of different things. To some people, it is a time just shopping and spending. For some people, just a time for eating and drinking. For some, just a time for traveling and entertaining. But as we think for a moment this morning of the Bible reminds us Christmas is a time of remembering. It's remembering the great love of God to a lost, guilty world. That God loved us so much that he sent his only begotten Son into this world. That word, begotten, is an unusual word. There was a little girl who was trying to work out this verse, what it meant, and she spoke about God's only forgotten Son. And although we smile and laugh, there may be something in that too. That for some people at Christmas time, Jesus Christ is forgotten and plays no part at all in celebrations. His only begotten Son means God's one and only Son, his unique Son, the Son who was with him from the beginning. In the beginning was Jesus. Though Jesus was with God, Jesus was God. So at Christmas time, we remember the uniqueness of this gift, Jesus Christ. His birth, his life, his teachings, his miracles, his prophecies, his death on the cross, his resurrection. And we also remember that we this morning, like the people who believed upon him in the Bible, people like Joseph and Mary, Zacharias and Elizabeth, Anna, Simeon, the shepherds, wise men, that all over the world, Christians this morning, give thanks and remember this wonderful gift that God given into this world. The Bible describes Jesus coming as God's indescribable gift. So it's a time of remembering, a time of loving. People make an effort to be a bit kinder, more considerate, more generous at Christmas time. Get involved in Christmas events. And we this morning took up the offering then for the work of prospects, because we tend at Christmas time to think of people who are less fortunate, time to reach out to people with love and concern. But again, as we do that, let us never forget this is based on God's love. God so loved the world. So in all that we are involved in at Christmas time, the motivation of God sending his Son into the world for lost, sinful people like you and me, God cares about us, says the Bible. He so loved this great gift, this great love of God, a time of remembering, a time of loving, a time of giving. Well, we like to give presents at Christmas time. And we don't want to be indifferent to the hungry, the sick, the lonely. People in some parts of the world this morning who suffer for their faith because they trust in Jesus Christ. But God, what did God give? Well, he gave, says the Bible, his only begotten Son, a gift freely given, lovingly given, graciously given to undeserving, to sinful people, that we might know forgiveness and peace and hope and a renewed relationship with God. Christmas is also time for forgiving. I wonder this morning, do you know God's forgiveness? That's why Jesus came into the world, says John. That whoever believes in God's only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, should not perish but have everlasting life. Should know forgiveness and new life from God. And if you know God's forgiveness this morning, well then we should also possess a forgiving spirit. If there's someone you need to forgive today, we forgive in the light of the fact that God, by trusting in Jesus Christ, has forgiven us so much. Christmas is also a time of rescue. On the news this morning, there was a mention made of a part of northern England where the rescue services are being deployed because of the risk of flooding again. And we are aware, we hear sirens, we hear ambulances and police cars and fire engines, and we hear of people being rescued. The greatest rescue is God's rescue, says the Bible. Without Jesus Christ, we are without spiritual eternal life, heading for eternity without God, separated from God. But for those who receive and trust in Jesus Christ through the grace of God, whoever believes in him, says John, whoever believes in Jesus does not perish but has everlasting life. Here is God's rescue for us. It's a time of rejoicing. I wonder if you can rejoice this morning in God's grace to you. You didn't deserve this. You can't earn it. You can't pay for it. Here's God's grace, sending his Son into the world for rescue. I wonder if you're rejoicing in the release of forgiveness. It's a wonderful thing to know in your conscience that you're forgiven before God. And you have peace and new life and a new mission. Christmas is also a time for changing. When you come to trust in Jesus Christ changes you. The Bible says he makes you a new creation. All things become new for you. You have a new Savior, new peace, new forgiveness. And because of that, then you have a new direction in life, new hope, new eternity. The Lord Jesus Christ changes people when they come to trust in him. I mentioned to the boys and girls a lesson from a Christmas cracker. Yes, for some people, Christmas time is gone and forgotten, and it doesn't change them at all. Like a bang, but then gone. For some, they treat it as a joke. But Christians here this morning know the coming of Jesus Christ into this world can change a person and give you a new relationship, a living relationship with God. Not just an unwanted gift to be cast aside after a day or two or a week or two or a month or two, but all through your life and for eternity. Jesus Christ is the Savior who changes people and makes them new. I wonder if he's your king this morning, your Savior, that you can really rejoice in this Savior who has changed you. In the church, week by week, we meet together on Sundays to center thoughts week by week upon this mighty Savior, Jesus Christ. And if you're able to come and join with us on a Sunday to do that, you would all be very welcome to come. Some people want to know more and talk to someone in greater detail about what it means to be a Christian. So a number of people in the church are involved in what is called Christianity Explained. Sitting down with someone from the Bible, sitting down with someone from the church, talking about something from the Bible, but centering on who is Jesus and what does it really mean to be a Christian. If any of you are interested in that, have a word with me at the end. It takes 6 1-hour sessions. And the six Bible studies are, who is Jesus? Why did he die on the cross? Did he really rise from the dead? What is grace? What is repentance? What is faith? And an understanding of those things gives you a good foundation as to what the Christian faith really is and what it really means to be a Christian. And some of you come here this morning as Christians rejoicing in this Savior who's come. The coming of Jesus Christ into this world means the world to you because you've received him as Lord and Savior and King. And if you've never known that change in your life, well, my prayer for you, my encouragement to you at Christmas time is to call on this mighty Savior who still rescues all who call upon him. And you can know forgiveness and peace and what it means to have this change, this new creation in your life by the power of God. Well, we thank God and we bless him this morning. We rejoice in the coming of Jesus Christ into the world. And we're going to do that again now as we sing our last carol this morning before we go. And our last carol is number 206. I'm amazed by how much Charles Wesley has been able to put into this one Christmas carol about the meaning of Christmas time. He talks about God and sinners being reconciled. That means brought together. A sinful person who is cut off from God can be reconciled to God by trusting in the Savior, Jesus Christ, who's come. And Wesley describes him here as the newborn king. So we'll stand to sing this together, 206. If you take a seat for a moment and we'll pray together. So let's come to God in prayer. Let's pray. Lord, we want to bless your name and thank you this morning for this mighty rescue, this Saviour, Jesus Christ, the King, who has come into this world. We pray, Lord, that as we rejoice this morning in his coming, and we thank you that we can know the power of his life-changing grace and love, that forgiveness of sins, peace with God, and new hope comes to all who trust in Jesus Christ and know him in this real way, a living way. Not just once a year on Christmas Day, but who know his presence, his grace and power with them every moment, every day. So we lift up our hearts to you this morning. We give you praise and thanks that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. We thank you that whoever believes in him does not perish but has everlasting life. And we come to you this morning, Lord, to lift up our hearts then and praise the Saviour. We pray for those in different parts of the world this morning who are going through difficulties, trials, hardship, danger, persecution. We thank you, Lord, for the relative peace and prosperity you give to us. And we know that every good gift comes down from above, comes from the Father of lights, in whom there is no variableness, no shadow of turning. So, Lord, bless us today. We remember our families, ask your blessing upon them too. For loved ones who are far away, Lord, watch over them, we pray. And now we give you thanks this Christmas day that we can come to you, call upon you, know your grace in our lives, because you have sent your Son into this world, Jesus Christ, the Saviour. Hear us, accept us, bless us, we ask. And may grace, mercy, and peace from God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit rest and remain with each one of us this Christmas day and even forevermore. Amen. Amen. God bless you and a Merry Christmas.